Since that time, we've actually learned a lot more about idelalisib, and we've learned that this is probably not just directly cytotoxic to lymphoma cells, but also an immunomodulatory agent, and we have to be very careful about monitoring for both infections, such as pneumocystis and CMV reactivation, as well as closely monitoring early on for LFT abnormalities, and then particularly late for diarrhea and inflammatory diarrhea. So it can be used quite effectively, but one does have to not just think it's a simple pill and there will be no side effects. We do have to monitor patients.
Any more specifics about how people are visualizing the way this causes these kind of immune problems?
This is thought to be an inflammatory process. We do know, at least in laboratory models, that idelalisib will suppress Tregs and myeloid-derived suppressor cells. So there's actually a lot of excitement to combine this class of drug with other agents such as checkpoint inhibitors, so we may get the beneficial effect. But we do need to monitor patients. You see usually an inflammatory colitis, for example, and we can treat this with corticosteroids.
I've also heard it speculated that maybe patients who have had less treatment might have more problems, that as people are treated later line therapy, their immunity is sort of beat down a little bit.
Right. That's certainly an observation. Earlier in the disease course, we see more, particularly the hepatitis, the LFT abnormalities, than folks that have had more extensive prior therapy.